If you can remember from last week's gospel reading from St. Mark, you heard about the kingdom of God and how the kingdom of God is, compared to laying, seed down and a mustard seed growing. During the course of his earthly ministry, Jesus told stories. And that story is, about faith and action. And these stories are unique to the synoptic gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And in today's gospel, we have a gospel that is rather instructive because we see faith being put into practice here. And this is, it may seem like a simple story, but there's a little more to this and about how we are to apply this into our lives. The gospel has Jesus and the disciples on a boat in the middle of a lake, and there is a storm. Jesus is asleep. The disciples are frightened. They're afraid that something is going to happen. They wake Jesus up. They say to Jesus, "Aren't you aware what's going on here? We're about to perish." And Jesus calms the storm and says to them, "Where is your faith?" Well, brothers and sisters, we are like the disciples. The disciples are not super people. And neither are we. However, we have the delusion that our faith is strong when things are calm. Yet, in essence, we may have very little faith or no faith at all. And we often sometimes feel that when storms come in our lives, that God has abandoned us in some way. This is not true. If we can remember, the covenants that God has made with his people, God is present. With Abraham, our father in faith, God says to him, "You shall be my people and I will be your God." Doesn't promise that it'll be easy. And there are storms. He goes to Moses and instructs him to go to the Pharaoh and to ask, that he lead the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt back to their homeland. Moses says, "I can't do that. I'm afraid." And God says to him, "I will be with you." God calls the prophet Jeremiah to go and speak to the rebellious Israelites. Jeremiah protests this call, and he says, "I'm a child. I don't know what to say." God says to Jeremiah, "I will give you the words to say, and you'll do what I request." My brothers and sisters, these are storms. We have storms in our lives. Just like, with the mustard seed, we have planted that seed. And God makes that mustard seed grow. And that is the gift of faith. If you can remember from our opening prayer, we pray that God does not deprive us. Well, God never does deprive. His love is unconditional, and it can never be broken by anything. As I said, there are storms. Storms in our lives. Relationships end either because the couple can no longer be together or the spouse dies. A job ends because of lack of resources. A student fails. A mother miscarries. These are all painful things, and we cannot deny that pain and say, you'll get over it. It's a matter about living with it, because God is always there. And as Jesus says, and we also hear this in our first reading, this is a matter about being still. God has entered into covenant with us, and we have to take the time every day to be still with Him, allowing Him to love us, allowing Him to give us instruction and how to face the storms of life, and the willingness to take control of the human affairs in our life as well. It would be nice if God were to tell us what to do and how to act, or help us to find a job, or help us to find the right person to be in relationship with. It doesn't work that way. There are the storms in life. As I preach this homily, I think about how several years ago I went to visit a granduncle in Ireland. And he was a retired sea captain. At this point in his life, to support his retirement, he would occasionally lead tourists on little boats through tours through the Shetland Islands in Scotland. And he said to me that he would begin these tours with these travelers with prayer. And on one particular time, the travelers observed him and laughed at him. Well, he proceeds with the tour. There is a storm. The travelers get very upset. They go to him and say, please pray with us. He said, I pray when it is calm, and when there is a storm, I attend to my ship to make sure that things are safe for you. In other words, this is about taking responsibility during the course of a storm. Once again, we look to our models of faith, Abraham, Moses, Jeremiah, and there are others. We can also look at the life of the Blessed Virgin Mary. She has had storms in her life. She gets the news that she is to have a child, and she is not married. She sees this as an act of faith, gets up off her feet, travels to look after her kinswoman Elizabeth, who is also a child. She and Joseph have gone to Jerusalem for the census. They lose the adolescent Jesus along the way. She gets up her feet with Joseph, and they find Jesus in the temple. Once again, taking action and responsibility. She's the witness to the execution and crucifixion of her son. She gets up off her feet and looks after the disciples. Faith being put into action, being still and being calm in the midst of a storm. Brothers and sisters, as we continue with our liturgy, let's continue to pray for what we've been blessed with, but also to pray for the willingness to be able to address the storms and tribulations of our lives. Because for the past year and a half, all of us have weathered the storm of the pandemic. And this has affected people in many ways than can ever be imaginable. People have died, people are sick, people have lost their jobs. People have been unable to visit one another. But we're still here, and God is still present. And we are called to make the reality of God present to others by our faith and by our actions.